This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've had the Dave Hutchinson story in the news throughout the afternoon since it broke. Dave Hutchinson, who you hear on this show. Dave has been a guest many times. Don't know Dave personally, but he's always been very fair about coming on and answering straight, direct questions. He is suspected of driving while under the influence. He crashed a vehicle early this morning in western Minnesota. The wreck took place 2:30 a.m. Interstate 94, 5 miles east of Alexandria. Yes, he's driving a Hennepin County vehicle. He suffered non-critical injuries and was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. No one else was in the vehicle. Laura has read a part of his statement before. I'll read it again here. I made the inexcusable decision to drive after drinking alcohol, and I'm deeply sorry. As the chief law enforcement officer of Hennepin County, I am held to a higher standard. I regret the choice I made and apologize to the citizens I serve, the staff I work with, and the friends and family who support me. I take full responsibility for my actions and am prepared to accept the consequences of my poor decisions. I am relieved that no one else was injured in the crash. I will immediately address my personal issues surrounding alcohol and seek the help that I need to continue to serve the people of Hennepin County. State trooper had obtained a warrant from a court and collected urine sample from Hutchinson to determine his impairment, which is a standard procedure. Charges are pending based on the results of the sample. When you have something like this, a DUI, I have not seen the numbers in a long time. I know at one point, I believe, Chris, it was somewhere around 1 in 7 individuals has a DUI. Giving no leeway at all. It is a mistake. It is a dangerous mistake. It is a selfish mistake. It's not just about you. It has happened to a number of people. I'm sure there are people listening right now where either they were in a car with somebody, they were the one who made the decision. Tragically, they may have lost someone. We've seen these stories before. Mm-hmm. The Minnesota Sheriff's Association put out a statement on this because it was a sheriff's meeting. For the last 136 years, Minnesota sheriffs gather at our annual winter conference. This is our time to learn from each other and to celebrate law enforcement's accomplishments statewide. Early this morning, we were notified that Dave Hutchinson, an attendee at our conference and Hennepin County Sheriff, was involved in a single vehicle accident. Based on the circumstances surrounding the accident, law enforcement determined the alcohol may have been a contributing factor. The Sheriff's Association strongly dissuades the use of alcohol while operating a motor vehicle. Leaders should inspire accountability through their actions and the immense amount of responsibility that comes with it. due to the ongoing nature of the investigation and limited information available at this time, no further comments will be made at this time. He put people at risk for no reason. He did. And so do thousands and thousands of others who have done it before or who will do it. And we're all capable of mistakes. There are times when many people, if they're honest, might say, I shouldn't have been driving that vehicle. And you were fortunate that nothing happened. He is going to have to see what charges that he will face. But having the legal ramifications, which may play a part in this job, and also the confidence to retain this job. Dave Hutchinson has been praised by a lot of people. It's impossible to be praised by everybody within a job such as the sheriff of the biggest county in the state by far. When you're at an event and it's all about what you do, excuse me, as fellow sheriffs, about what is working, what is not working, and celebrating it, to be that derelict in your responsibility is going to draw for sure the legal scrutiny by what happened when he was arrested. And thankfully, again, no one was hurt. The question is on whether he's going to retain his job because of this.
Yeah,
it is a fair question, Chris, to say his job is in great jeopardy right now.
Oh, absolutely. And when Laura first came in with the news and she was like, hey, we need the breaking news sounder. And then, you know, she went through the story. My first thought is that he was hit by somebody that had been inebriated. And then you hear that. And I mean, I had to do a double take because you think of somebody in that position, the Hennepin County sheriff, and all of the responsibility and just where he's at and the amount of, you mentioned the scrutiny and the pressure that he's on and under. This is one of those that I think there's going to be a lot of fallout. And it's disappointing to see somebody in that position because, like you said, he's never, anytime that I've talked to him as well, Chad, and I haven't talked to him nearly as much as you and a lot of others have, he's always been gracious. He's always been just up front, which really, it just strikes me as so out of character from the little bit that I know that he would do this. But at the same time, accountability goes for everybody across the board. And whatever the fallout is, if he's willing to embrace that and accept it, then it's disappointing because it's something that was 100% avoidable.
Yeah, you know, it's twofold in this sense, Chris, because no matter your position, don't put yourself and don't put others who have nothing to do with this, nothing, in harm's way, right? So, again, any job you have, you don't have a job. It's a shared responsibility. Then when you're in law enforcement, you're a Hennepin County sheriff, and you're at an event about law enforcement, and you do this, you're going to face a checklist of criteria and requirements and the legal responsibility. His statement seems appropriate for the time. There were no caveats. There were no wiggle rooms. It was the right way to handle it. But yeah, his tenure with this position certainly is up in the air at this point. There's no doubt about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.